Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is August 19, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Barclays, former Russian bank, has issued a token collateralized loan. Chainlink to provide data for farming insurance startup Arbol. Bitcoin's bull run is slowing, pullback now expected. First mover, money Legos turn exuberant as Chainlink stripped of DeFi. Now let's get started. Barclays, former Russian bank, has issued a token collateralized loan. Expobank, the former Russian subsidiary of global investment bank Barclays, has followed Silvergate and issued a loan that uses tokens, in this case, Waves, as collateral. The loan was made to an entrepreneur and tax consultant, Mikhail Uspensky, who bought Waves in 2018 for a planned initial coin offering, ICO. When that fell through, he tried staking them, before ultimately deciding to negotiate a token collateralized loan with Expobank, who, it turns out, was receptive to experimenting with new loan issuances. The tokens are now being held by a third-party notary. The loan amount, as well as the terms of the agreement, have not been disclosed. Barclays acquired Expobank for $745 million, months before the 2008 financial crisis. The new Russian subsidiary failed to gain much traction in its home market and the UK investment bank sold it on to notable local banker Igor Kim for an undisclosed sum in early 2019. Expobank dabble in token collateralized loans comes after Silvergate said it had issued a total of $22.5 million worth of loans collateralized by Bitcoin in July. The California-based bank only started offering them to clients in January. Just a few weeks ago, Russia passed a law, which came into force in January, that will regulate centrally issued digital securities and also defined cryptocurrencies as a form of taxable property that can't be used as a payment method. A bank spokesperson told CoinDesk the test had been successful and they would watch regulatory trends to estimate future demand for these products. The move might help make Expobank more attractive to borrowers and help push it up Russia's banking rankings. Its loan portfolio currently languishes at 54 nationwide. Chainlink to provide data for farming insurance startup Arbol. Data provider Chainlink will provide decentralized weather data for insurance startup Arbol, according to a blog shared with CoinDesk. Arbol provides crop insurance for small to medium-sized farmers or enterprises. Smart contracts pay claims to subscribers when a preset value such as the average monthly temperature or rainfall turns out different than the contract specifies, the firm said. Called parametric insurance, the financial derivative is often used in agriculture to hedge against future events, such as a bad harvest. Other firms, notably CME Group, also offer weather derivatives that require middlemen. Arbol Insurance, on the other hand, self-executes using a mix of smart contracts and Chainlink data, no holdups on payments. Users are able to create derivatives on the blockchain that pay out based on weather outcomes. This allows weather-exposed entities like farmers to hedge their weather risk, Arbol said in the blog. The startup launched out of stealth in April after raising $2 million in a 2019 seed round, according to Crunchbase. Decentralized weather data. Chainlink pipes data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, and other sources, the blog states. Tamper-resistant data is necessary for parametric insurance products that don't require middlemen, Arbol founder and CEO Siddhartha Jha told CoinDesk in a phone interview. Arbol's application is built on Ethereum smart contracts and also secures data via the Interplanetary File System, IPFS, according to a recent Arbol blog. The firm currently operates in the United States, Cambodia, and Costa Rica. Chainlink first presented decentralized data networks, known as oracles, as agnostic reporters for insurance companies up to 4 years ago, Chainlink founder Sergey Nazarov said in a telephone interview. Bitcoin's bull run is slowing, pullback now expected. Bitcoin BTC could be set for an imminent retracement as the uptrend that had its origins in Mark's Black Thursday crash now looks to be running out of steam. Singapore-based QCP Capital warned its Telegram subscribers Wednesday that Bitcoin was showing signs of lethargy as it struggled to capture any new highs. Bitcoin fell below the key $12,000 milestone on Tuesday, pouring cold water on hopes earlier this week for a major bullish breakout. Bitcoin jumped above $12,400 on Monday, confirming an ascending triangle breakout and signaling a continuation of the rally from the July lows of sub $9,000. But the breakout failed to invite stronger buying pressure and prices fell below $12,000 on Tuesday, invalidating the bullish setup. Chart analysts consider a failed breakout as a sign of bullish exhaustion, a slowing of price gains usually coupled with weakening buying pressure. Monday's breakout of $12,000 was almost entirely short squeeze driven, and the resultant failure just ahead of larger offers sell orders at $12,500 has solidified the price range of $12,000 to $12,500 as a key resistance area for an extended period, QCP Capital said. Bitcoin may have a tough time establishing a foothold above $12,500 in the near term, as bullish positioning in the market is starting to look overstretched, QCP Capital said. Open interest in Bitcoin futures on major exchanges rose to record highs of just under $6 billion on Monday, up 200% from the March low of $1.93 billion, according to data source Skew. Such bloated bullish positioning often leads to deeper price pullbacks, more so in cases where it's accompanied by overbought readings on technical indicators. That seems to be the case as the weekly chart relative strength index has crossed above 70, a sign the rally may be overdone. Chris Thomas, head of digital assets at SwissQuote Bank, also thinks the rally in both BTC and DeFi-related coins has gone too far. It's natural that we are seeing profit taking and weak buying at higher levels, Thomas said in a LinkedIn chat. Bitcoin is trading near $11,800 at press time, representing a 3.4% drop on a 24-hour basis, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. The cryptocurrency is feeling the pull of gravity after failing to keep gains above $12,000 for the second time in 3 weeks and may suffer a bigger drop if support near $11,600 is breached. On the short-term charts, we see $11,600 to $11,700 level as the new key short-term pivot to watch, failing which we will likely get our anticipated retest of $11,000, QCP Capital noted. That said, the broader outlook will remain bullish, as long as prices are held above the former resistance turn support of $10,500, originally the February high. A sell-off below that key support looks unlikely as inflation expectations in the U.S. are rising as rumors abound that the Federal Reserve may soon signal tolerance for higher inflation, meaning the central bank would keep interest rates low even if inflation rises above 2% target. It's probably no coincidence that Bitcoin's correlation with gold, the classic inflation hedge, has started to strengthen in recent weeks. First mover, money Legos turn exuberant as Chainlink stripped of DeFi. Price point: it's been two steps forward, one step back for Bitcoin BTC over the past couple months. Prices were down early Wednesday for a second straight day after pushing earlier this week past $12,000 to a new 2020 high. The price move accelerated as traders got hit with margin calls on the BitMEX exchange. A sell-off on Tuesday didn't fit into any neat investment pattern. The Standard & Poor's 500 index of U.S. stocks rose to a record, in a move widely attributed to the Federal Reserve's trillion-dollar money injections, which theoretically could produce inflation. Bitcoin is seen by many investors as an inflation hedge, but gold prices, a traditional inflation hedge, rose. And the dollar fell, which also should theoretically push up Bitcoin prices, since the cryptocurrency is denominated in dollars. This year's rapid expansion in decentralized finance, or DeFi, has been so remarkable that analysts with the Norwegian digital asset analysis firm Arcane Research are now calling the phenomenon exuberant. It's been a summer of crazy returns, Arcane wrote Tuesday in a report. There are plenty of instances, most notably the recent mania in fresh-off-the-run yield farming tokens like Compound's Comp and the now Caput Yam. CoinDesk's Patty Baker reported early Wednesday news of another DeFi protocol, Spaghetti Money, which has no public figurehead or audited code, and it just attracted $200 million. What investors are now trying to come to grips with is how much of this is real, promising innovation and how much is just crypto traders playing games with experimental DeFi building blocks. The projects are sometimes even referred to as money Legos. Entrepreneurs say they're racing to build a better version of banks, trading firms and insurance companies, using blockchain technology and decentralized networks in concert to cut out rent-seeking middlemen. Projects are supposedly controlled by autonomous governance systems. It's all part of the industry spirit, which often seems like it's live, but is still in beta and using real money. And the sums are getting larger, fast. An index of 11 DeFi tokens created by the cryptocurrency exchange FTX has more than doubled in the past 2 months. Total value locked in DeFi systems, the most common way of measuring their success, has surged almost tenfold this year to $6.8 billion, according to the website DeFiPulse. As with any hype cycle, there's a lot of room for confusion and loss. The data firm Messari wrote Tuesday in an email that some digital tokens referred to as DeFi tokens aren't even really DeFi tokens. See the Chainlink entry in Token Watch, below. Eric Irvin, CEO of the cryptocurrency investment firm BlockForce Capital, wrote Tuesday that Yam's rise and fall should serve as a reminder that when it comes to investing, there is no free lunch. And Mahdi Greenspan of Quantum Economics wrote Tuesday that my preference, especially in the current crypto market, is to hold onto the more stable store of value coins. At a time when even traditional markets are now seen by many investors as irrationally exuberant, in the midst of a global pandemic and worldwide recession, it's getting increasingly difficult to sort the productive from the crazy. Bitcoin is beginning to show signs of lethargy, the Singapore-based QCP Capital said early Wednesday in its Telegram channel. The leading cryptocurrency fell below $11,000, invalidating Monday's ascending triangle breakout, which is considered a bullish continuation pattern. The failed breakout, coupled with the bloated bullish positioning in the futures market, suggests scope for an extended correction. The immediate support is seen near $11,600, which, if breached, would open the door for a decline to $11,000. The broader bullish view remains intact with the U.S. inflation expectations rising to six-month highs. Omkar Godbal, Token Watch, Chainlink Link, rises to record despite apparently not being a DeFi token. The token for the decentralized finance DeFi Oracle provider has continued its price rally, a tenfold increase since a market sell-off in March. Searches for Chainlink as well as the token's trading volumes have soared. The project's market capitalization has also surpassed Bitcoin Cash's BCH, now the fifth highest among all digital assets at $6.2 billion, according to CoinGecko. Mahdi Greenspan, the founder of analyst firm Quantitative Economics, told CoinDesk some investors may be getting in over their heads. And the data firm Messari wrote Tuesday that Chainlink ISNT technically a DeFi token because its price feed service in and of itself is not financial in nature. Yearn, Finance YFI, skyrocketed on newly poured in money. Prices for the governance token for the Yearn Finance have exploded since mid-July as investors flooded into the project. Yearn Finance, an aggregator of multiple lending protocols, optimizes for the highest yields for its users through several DeFi trading strategies. YFI holders can determine the overall direction of the protocol. CoinGecko shows YFI's prices shot up to around $11,275 on Tuesday, an increase of more than 300-fold just since last month. The token's limited supply, only 30,000 in total, is said to be a factor in the price increase, and Yearn founder André Cronier told CoinDesk that traders' application of YFI in some other DeFi protocols may have contributed to the price surge. Hive, still trading at a premium to Steam. Hive, the token resulting from a hard fork of Steam, changed hands at $0.269 on Tuesday versus the Steam token's $0.245, according to CoinGecko. The fight between the Tron Foundation and the Steam community was detailed Tuesday in Decrypt. The acquisition of Steemit Inc. by Justin Sun's Tron Foundation triggered widespread anger and fear that Sun might use the acquired Steam tokens to influence the community. The drama led to a hard fork and the creation of Hive. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.